If you're like me, when you buy a new pair of tools, you expect them to work and not immediately fail when using them exactly how they were intended. This is what the cutting edge looks like as it fails on a brand new pair of Klein wire strippers slash cutters when cutting 12 gauge copper wiring right out of the box. And this is what the apex looks like after about 40 cuts of the same wire. This makes cutting solid wire way harder than it should be and almost impossible with stranded. Very, very aggravating.
I mean, you can see the damage right there.
Now, this isn't my first pair of these. These are actually my second pair I bought specifically for testing. Since the first pair I bought, with very little usage on them, has also completely failed along the cutting edge. And I wanted to make sure I didn't just get a dud the first time. And unfortunately, well, they're both duds, with the cutting edges failing after only a handful of uses. And I can hear the trolls in the comments now. Those aren't meant for stranded. Well, not only does it say stranded right on the side of them, but the apex also rolls over the second you do anything else with them.
Now, who knows where this troll logic comes from?
If space is a vacuum, then how come all the air isn't sucked off the surface of the earth?
Or you could be like this first-time soft-hands tool buyer and say it isn't a big deal. Then I'm being completely unrealistic about my expectations. So I tried other wire cutters, both from the same brand and from a different brand. You tell me, is it unrealistic to expect wire cutters to cut wire? At least without causing catastrophic damage to the cutters themselves? Yes, an argument can be made that yes, these do technically still work for some things, but that doesn't make it efficient or economical, especially if you're cutting thousands of wires daily. The extra effort really adds up. Now, I wanted to see if I could improve on these cutters and to see whether or not this was a material issue or a process issue. So I decided to do some very, very easy at-home modifications using commonly available tools that everybody is going to have access to. First, I disassembled them using a cordless drill bit, a hand file, and a punch. Next, I checked the Rockwell hardness using a Rockwell hardness tester.
So this is actually like the fourth or fifth time that I've checked these, and they are all exactly 53.5. Here goes nothing.
Then, taking a wild guess with the heat treatment, I reheat treated them using a kiln. And right out of the heat treatment,
oh, 60.5.
Then a quick temper brought the hardness down to,
all right, so we're about 59 to 60.
I then took them to the grinder to put on a slightly shallower angle on the cutting edge to provide more apex stability. I then reassembled them and gave them a quick try.
It's definitely better. So our services aren't mating super great, and that's because of these two services just aren't very flat.
First thing was to use a carbide straightening hammer to make sure these sections were straight. Then onto hand flattening the pivot point and flat cutting surface behind the cutting edge, since it was about as flat as a flat earther's earth. I then reassembled them and gave them another try. And will you looky there, zero apex damage after some very simple modifications with basic tools everyone has laying around. Okay, in all seriousness, I think this goes to show that this is actually a process issue, not a materials issue. In my opinion, all of these cheap cutters could be made better by simply using the same materials but changing the process. Harden the steel to a slightly higher hardness level, add a few degrees to the cutting angle to make it slightly more obtuse. This gives it much better apex stability. And this allows the cutters to perform much better and actually cut wire.
So with two of the major brands failing right off the bat, is there an option for people who don't want to purchase $4,000 worth of tools in order to modify their $30 wire cutters in order to make them actually work?
Well, I went out and bought the rest of the brands. A brand from Harbor Freight, General Electric, and another Milwaukee. And I noticed something. They are all sharpened at the same angle. More on this in a second. But what about hardness?
Milwaukee.
52 HRC, Harbor Freight, 48 HRC, General Electric, 49.5 HRC.
Harbor Freight cutters, brand new out of the box.
So the Harbor Freight Doyle brand immediately started to show damage. Although it wasn't as apparent or immediate as the Klein's, this will show better in the next test.
General Electric, straight out of the box.
The General Electric brand also started to show damage immediately, but I accidentally overexposed the image, so it is hard to tell here, but again, this will show better in the next test.
Milwaukee's, brand new out of the box.
The Milwaukee showed the least amount of initial damage here, but didn't fare so well later. The next test I did was I made 100 cuts each on 3 strands of 12 gauge copper wire, and this is where they all fail. Yes, every single pair showed significant edge damage by the time I was done, with the Milwaukee's coming in dead last. After 100 cuts, it was missing cuts on stranded.
Milwaukee is bending the stranded.
Absolutely unacceptable.
This is the Harbor Freight edge after our tests. You can see the edge damage. Here is the General Electric, and again, you can see the edge damage. Here's the Milwaukee after our tests, and you can see it also has edge damage.
And here's the Milwaukee's failing on the stranded cut test.
You can see it is struggling with the stranded.
So what about our modded version? Well, I did the 100 cut test with that too.
So here's our reheat-treated, reprofiled Klein's that we did earlier, and this has the same exact number of cuts on it as the other ones. If anything, it has a little bit more, and you can see it has much less apex damage.
So remember, these are held together with a bolt and nut, and after 100 cuts, the threads of the bolt were starting to wear down a bit, causing a little bit of play. But we were still able to cut the stranded, no problems. The apex is what we are looking at here. And if you look at it closely, there's really no damage whatsoever.
Surely there has to be a pair that works right out of the box, right?
Looky there, we actually found some wire cutters that don't deform on the first use.
Just so much easier to use.
These are made by Nipex, and they're amazing. Not only can you cut 12 gauge solid, like that's something that's hard to do, but you can also cut stranded. And it doesn't even have to be in the sweet spot of the cutters. If you know, you know. Yes, I did the same 100 cut test with a Nipex.
Here's the Nipex. After the same test, we put all the other ones through and more. The Nipex actually has more cuts on it than anything, and you can see we have very little, if any, edge damage whatsoever.
So what is the hardness of the Nipex?
I must know. 52. So hardness here on the Nipex, is not that much higher. It's really exactly the same as the Klein cutters at about 52 to 53 HRC. So all of these pairs of cutters, despite the fact that they're all relatively close in hardness, show edge damage after just a handful of cuts, except for one. Well, actually two. The Nipex and our modified versions. But why? Well, I started to measure the actual cutting angles, and like I said earlier, they are all about the same at around 45 degrees, except for one pair. Well, two. The Nipex and our modified versions, which is actually around, looks to be about 50 degrees. So why does one of these work and one of them doesn't? Well, it comes down to geometry, and it could also come down to the steel type itself. Now, the first thing I want to touch on is geometry. This pair of Nipex has a 50 degree cutting angle, whereas the Klein has around a 45 degree cutting angle. This means that the Nipex angle is more obtuse, or it's less pointy than the Klein. This gives the Nipex better apex stability when it comes to cutting things. So let me break it down here for you real quick. For those of you who are not knife people, because this channel is primarily a knife channel focusing on cutting things. Here we have our two angles. We have our Nipex here at our 50 degree. And then here we have our Klein's with our 45 degree. So we have a more obtuse angle here on the Nipex and a more acute angle here on the Klein's. Now this more obtuse angle gives us more area up towards the apex, which is the point, and this thicker area here gives us more support for this stronger apex than it does this weaker apex along here, because it is thinner right here than over here, with this being thicker. I hope that all made sense. Thank you for watching. Have a nice day.
Now we have other design and engineering aspect differences involved here between these two tools that makes the Nipex wire cutters much better. We have machined mating surfaces, and we very likely have steel differences as well. I can't confirm this, but the Nipex could be made from a higher quality, tougher steel. I am speculating here and basing this assumption off of the difference in cutting performance and apex stability. When you combine all of these small things, you get much higher tool quality. Another factor could be the heat treatment is simply better on the Nipex than the others, since hardness doesn't tell the whole story. We could have a much finer grain structure in the steel in the Nipex than the others, which also adds to the toughness of the apex. Now with that being said, with a couple of process differences, I was able to make these Klein cutters perform how they should. All that has to be done is leaving the steel slightly harder for more resistance to apex deformation, and add a few degrees to the cutting angle for more apex stability.
Now I realize that the Nipex brand here is about twice as expensive as the next expensive pair, with these things coming in at around $60 and the Klein's coming in at around $30. The rest of these are somewhere in that range, with the cheapest pair, however, being the Doyle brand from Harbor Freight at $9.99. And these pair actually did a little bit better than the $30 Klein tool pair. Anyway, this pile right here is just not that good. The only ones that are worth anything right out of the box are the Nipex. If you're a tool manufacturer and you manufacture any one of these, if you end up watching this, I think that that's actually good news for you, because I was able to change a couple of things about this pair right here in my garage using pretty basic compared to what tool manufacturers are gonna have, pretty basic tools, and get relatively good performance out of this pair by changing just a couple of things. First thing is I would leave these slightly harder. Every point that you leave these harder is gonna give a little bit more performance. Next thing that I would do, and this is probably the biggest one, is change this cutting angle. Get rid of this 45 degree cutting angle, change this to around 50 degrees. A little bit more experimentation with this angle could really dial that in and give you the best performance possible. Maybe it's 49 degrees, maybe it's 51 degrees, but that's a pretty easy thing to change in your process. Now, I think those two things are actually pretty easy to change. All things considering, we're not completely redesigning the tool here. We're just changing a couple of the process issues, and these will be much better tools if you do those couple of things. And I proved that here with this pair that I was able to fix here in my garage. I think that there's an important lesson here, which is nothing in life is free, and you get what you pay for. Sometimes.